Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning into Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Zom. And I'm back. Hello. Hi, y'all. Thank you all for tuning in again, for the love and support I'm getting from you guys. You guys are fucking with me on Twitter and Instagram. You guys are actually tuning in and you keep bothering me about new episodes. So, shout out to you guys, the listeners and the supporters. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much. I'm growing again. I am working on my YouTube. It is coming soon. So I will be, growing my platforms. I hate YouTube. I hate it so much, all their rules and regulations, but I know you guys like visuals, so I am working, to give you guys what you want, because you guys fuck with me and I fuck with you. So shout out to you guys, thank you for tuning in once again. You already know I have to start off the show by saying please follow me on all social media platforms if you haven't already. I am on Snapchat. I do have an Instagram and I am on Twitter. So you can add me on Snap. My Snap is D_HIGH. So once again, it is D_HIGH. So D_HI. So add me on Snap. I am on Instagram. I have two Instagram accounts. I do have a main page Instagram where you can see like my face, my daily life, my random posts, stuff like that. So that Insta is champion_D. And then I have my podcast Insta where, I share my topics, the, snippets of upcoming episodes, stuff like that, random things, here and there, conspiracies. So you can go ahead and follow that Insta as well. My podcast Insta is 713 Smokey House. Once again, it is 713 Smokey House. And then my main page Insta is champion_D. And then I am also on Twitter. Excuse me. My Twitter account, my main page Twitter account is remember_REDEE. So that's just my random tweets, my anger most of the time, my random high tweets. And then you can follow my podcast Twitter, which, there are like my topics, discussing trending topics, my upcoming episodes, stuff like that. So my main Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then my podcast Twitter is HOUZSMOKEY. So that's House Smokey. So Smokey House just backwards. So yeah, if you haven't already, please follow me on either one of those platforms or all of them. Please and thank you. Okay, so I'm back. Give my unwanted opinions on a few topics. Again, some repetitive topics. Tamar Braxton. Lord. Whew. I don't know. Okay, I'm not even going to start with Tamar. I'm not even gonna start. Rewind. We're gonna start on a positive note. Okay, so this past Sunday, there was a versus battle between my godmommy. She's not really my godmommy, but in my head, she is my godmommy. Miss Patti LaBelle and the legendary Miss Gladys Knight. Their versus battle was streaming live on Instagram on versus account, and then they also had it streaming on Facebook and also on like Apple TV as well. I was tuned in. I was so excited. I got up early, baked me some macaroni and cheese. I went out to the store to get some wine, but I forgot that it's Sunday, and like down here in Texas and like mostly everywhere in the South, you have to wait till a certain time to go, buy alcoholic beverages. Not hard liquor, but you can get you a spritzer, some wine at your local grocery store, Walgreens and stuff like that. I was out early, like 9 o'clock in the morning, getting my stuff, so it was too early for me to get wine, so I had to wait a little bit to get all the essentials for this versus battle, because I was so ready. I tuned in. Miss Gladys looked fabulous. Miss Patty looked fabulous as well. She had outfit changes. Well, she had shoe changes during the performance. It was nice. It was lovely. Like, they took us down memory lane. Miss Gladys was singing all of, like, the Claudine album. If you have never seen that movie, it is an old school movie from, like, the 1970s. Classic. Beautiful. I was like, oh my god, I have to go watch Claudine after this. It was amazing. Miss Patty was hitting all the vocals, doing her little shimmy and her little flaps. She was getting it. She was in her mood. She was feeling all her songs. It was awesome. If you did not see it, go back and watch it. It was a vibe. Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The only thing I am upset about during that battle is Juicy J had the nerve to come in and make a comment about, oh, I'll battle anybody. I've been in the game 27 years. Who want it? Who want this smoke? Juicy, no, you have Miss Gladys and Miss Patty up here performing on stage, and you want to come in here hooping and hollering about you ready to battle somebody. This is not your moment. This is not your time. Do not interrupt. I was mad. I went off on Twitter. I was tweeting. I was like, he has the audacity to ruin and try to outshine these ladies in their time. How rude. Oh, during the end, Miss Dionne Warwick came out and she sang little diddlies with the gals. She looked beautiful in her outfit as well. Veneers all looking good. Oh, the ladies, they look fabulous. The singing was fabulous. It was beautiful. Oh, my old spirit self was in a mood. Oh, I loved it. Woke up the next day playing all the old school 70s, 80s, that funky music. Oh, I was in the zone. Oh, it was beautiful. But again, if you guys haven't seen it, go stream it. Go watch it again. It was really lovely. Like, it was a good time. I enjoyed that versus battle. I haven't watched every single one, but from the ones that I have tuned into, they were all popping. Like Miss Gladys and Patty, awesome. Beanie Man and Bounty, that was good. Fucking DMX and Snoop, I don't fuck with Snoop, but that one was good too. Like, we ain't gonna talk about Brandy and Monica, but all the other ones that I tuned into, they were all a vibe. Versus is doing a damn good job during this quarantine, and it was awesome. So if you haven't seen it, go back on the YouTube. You know, go on Instagram. I don't know. Can you look at old lives on people's Instagram? I think if they save it or archive it, you can. I don't know if Versus does that, but I'm sure you can find it easily somehow, some way, if you choose to. It was awesome. I loved it. It was good. Oh, speaking of quarantine. Good God, everybody has been down at the courthouse. Cardi B has filed for divorce. And I guess she's fully going through with it this time. Like, it was speculated, like, I think like a year and a half ago, like, she called it off between her and Offset. Like, they broke up. I guess he moved out or she moved out. Like, you know, she came out and said that, you know, she wasn't fucking with him no more. But, you know, they ended up fixing it, you know, whatnot. Culture was ended up being born. You know, they ended up reconciling for a little bit. You know, she was doing her thing. Migos was doing their thing. He was acting a little bit, starring in some TV shows. It seemed to be going swell, but I guess Offset just can't keep his penis in his pants. So, Miss Cordy says she's over it. She's done. She dropped WAP. It went number one. It's gone platinum. She's getting her money. She's getting her coins. And she was like, you know what? I'm done. She put out like a little meme on Instagram basically saying when you tired, you're tired, to sum it all up. And I guess she's tired. She's tired of trying to make, you know, a dead horse run. So, and you know, that's good for her. Like, don't waste your time, don't waste your energy. You know, they were a cute couple, they are a cute couple, you know, they have a beautiful baby together. But you know, at the end of the day, you can't change nobody if they don't want to change. And Offset gonna be Offset. Like, he you knew who you married, baby girl. Like, at the end of the day too, you know, Cardi, come on now, you knew who you married. You knew who you married, girl. You barely knew him too at the end of the day too. Y'all was still in that, you know, first stage, and you know, everybody's perfect. You really don't know their flaws and what they really like. So come on. But you know, I wish them well. She did say, I was watching, you know, my go-to YouTuber, Miss Lovely T. I guess her and Cardi had a conversation because she's close to Lovely T, the blogger. She has a podcast and a YouTube channel and a whole huge platform as well. I love her. She's awesome. And I guess Cardi spoke to her, basically stating that, you know, she wants this divorce to be amicable. She wants it to be real smooth. I guess she's just over it. She's not really angry. You know, the first time they broke up and, you know, she split from Offset, you could really tell, like, she was angry about it. She was really hurt. She was devastated. Now she's over it. She's like, you know, I'm good, you know. I'm making my money. I got my baby girl. I could take care of her. You know, it is what it is. You can still come around and see her. I still got this house in Georgia. I'm cool off you. And I could clap for that. Like, do you? You know what's best for you and in your life. Like, you cannot keep trying to make a toxic relationship work. And she's at that point where now she's over it. And I feel like that's good for her. That's good. Go ahead, Cardi. So she filed for divorce. We'll see what's going on. Offset really hasn't said too much. He made a few random posts, random Instagram posts talking about he missed his granny, and another post. He ain't saying nothing. You know, you could tell he's kind of hurt about it because, you know, he has not been doing right. He kept saying, oh, I ain't gonna do it again, ain't gonna cheat, here's another Birkin bag, you know, I'm trying to change, and hasn't done shit. So bye. Like, you ain't fucking with me. You out here dipping with this one, that one, and other ones. Go ahead, I'm good. So it is what it is. They getting divorced. And this has me, you know, wanting, like, the younger teenagers and these young girls who idolize these couples, these famous celebrities, like these Cardi and Offset and, you know, Ari and Moneybagg and who else? Jada and Baby. London and Summer, all toxic. Like, they cute and it's nice. They be having these cute little pictures and these matching outfits and getting Lambo trucks as gifts. And, you know, well, I will say Jada and Baby got better. They not as toxic. Ari and Moneybagg, they toxic. I don't give a fuck what you say. She need to stop using Twitter as a damn diary. We know he be slaying you. We know he be breaking that back, girl. He got damn near 8 kids. We know he be slaying dick. We know that. But you don't have to tweet that out every fucking morning. We good. We good, Ari. We good, okay? London and Summer. That's a whole domestic abuse situation, too. And she be having the nerve to come out and speak on everybody else's relationship like a mess. So, like, people, stop idolizing these couples. Like, first of all, they be meeting each other fast as hell. Don't know each other. Don't really get to know the real person behind all the fame and the money and the jewelry. You know, it most of the time, these are businesses. They're not really relationships. Like, look, London and Summer, that's her producer. Like, if she leave him, she ain't gonna have no music. Ari stays dating rappers because that's the only way she can stay relevant. Between her hair, or if she's dating a new rapper nigga, excuse my language, a new rapper, that's the only way she relevant. So it's business at the end of the day. It's not genuine. So stop idolizing these couples. Like, yeah, they cute. Yeah, he be buying her Birkin and Lambos, and you know they be posting and getting a whole bunch of likes, and you know starting their little YouTube couple channels. It's cute, you know, but again, it's a show. It's a business at the end of the day. You know, it's not real. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And I'm not saying like Cardi and Offset didn't have real love for one another. I'm not saying that. But like most of the time, these celebrity rap relationships, they clout, you know. But again, I'm not saying that Cardi and Offset didn't have real love, but it didn't work, and we know why it didn't work. But I'm wishing her the best. Moving on. I hope it ends up amicable like she wants it to. But you know, I don't really know too many divorces that are smooth. But we'll be watching. Oh, speaking of divorces, Mr. Petty Boots, Ray J. Raymond. This dude. Okay, so I have to break down this story a little bit. So Ray J is married to Princess Love. Princess Love is a reality TV star. They're both reality TV stars. They were dating for many years. That was toxic. They was fussing, feuding, fighting, getting pushed in pools, getting found in hotel rooms with five different other hoochies with cocaine all on the dresser. It's been a mess. It's been a roller coaster ride before they even got married. And they still decided to get married even after all that. Red flags popped up multiple times. They still decided to walk down the aisle. His mama was beefing with the girl, Princess Love, and then Miss Sonya don't like it. It was a whole lot of red flags that they chose to ignore and still, you know, move forward. And now they are here at the courthouse filing for divorce. But okay, I have to rewind. Okay, so in the beginning, Princess Love, his wife, soon to be ex-wife, if they go through with it, filed for divorce, I think like a year ago, well, a few months ago, after, you know, Ray J went out to Las Vegas and once again got caught up with a whole bunch of stripper women and hotel rooms and, you know, not checking up on his kids or Princess and, you know, basically getting put on blast. Because I think one of the girls like exposed the whole, you know, the whole night party and whatnot. And she was like, okay, well, if this is what you want to go ahead and do, I'm good. So she went out and filed for divorce. She was holding strong for a while. She was claiming that she wasn't talking to Ray J. He was boohoo begging, making Instagram posts, making Twitter posts, begging her to answer the phone, begging her to like let him see the kid. Well, their daughter. They only have one child. To see her, his daughter, and all this. You know, apologizing. They partnered with Zeus. That little app thing, that's basically a like VH1/WeTV. It just has all these reality shows, these off-brand reality shows on it. I think B. Simone had her show on there. Jocelyn has a show on there. A whole bunch of celebrities. But anyway, so he was begging her to, you know, to take him back. They had a whole special where they like sat down and, you know, talked out their differences and what was wrong in the relationship and all this BS. Basically, they just wanted another check because they are reality TV stars and this is how they eat, you know. And I wasn't mad at them, you know. At the end of the day, people gonna be in your business regardless. So, shit, tell us yourself and, you know, get a check off of that. But this is where... Mr. Petty. So he did all of that, begging her to take him back, and she did. They ended up reconciling and getting back together and moving back in the house, I guess. I don't know if they live in Vegas or L.A. I'm not sure. I guess they live in L.A., but, you know, at the time, he wanted her out there in Las Vegas with him because he was doing some business out there, whatever, whatever. So they got back together, and they seem to be doing okay. We in, September right now? They've been doing all right for the last, like, I think, 4 months. Couple months. The other day... Now, y'all heard the whole breakdown I just gave y'all, like, of everything, okay? The other day, it was reported that Ray J has filed for divorce from Princess Love. I read that and I was like, this man did all of that begging, boo-hooing, and crying just to turn around and be like, whatever, bitch. Now I'm breaking up with you. You can't say you broke up with me. I'm breaking up with you. I'm filing for divorce. I'm getting alimony. I'm getting the baby. Like, he put his petty boots and petty cape all the way on, laced it up, and flew down to that courthouse. And he was like, yep, I'm good. Yeah. I thought we were going to work it out, but nah, I'm good. I want a divorce. I'm like, what was the point of stopping her in the first place? And I feel like he did this for business because his mama is his manager. And I know she was coaching him and helping him out because she don't like Princess. She never wanted Ray J and Princess to get together. She swore that Princess was a gold digger. I don't believe so. I really believe that Princess actually genuinely loved Ray J and wanted to be with him and wanted to, you know, change him and save him and all this, you know, BS that some of us women think we can do. And, you know, it backfired. So, but Miss Sonia swore that, you know, she's a gold digger. This, that, third. So you already know she was coaching him these last couple months, like, do this, behave, you know, all this, that, third, and then, you know, reverse it so you don't have to pay her. You can get full custody, or I think he's asking for, like, split custody, or, you know, 50-50 custody and stuff like that. But, you know, I guess whoever files first or files, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm high. But anyway, the person that files first, basically, and, you know, brings up all the reasons why they're filing, I guess, you know, has a better chance or a better look, especially if they have evidence. But Princess already has documentation that Ray J is a serial cheater. Drug use. I don't know what Ray J has up his sleeve against her, but that divorce is not, I don't care what nobody says, is not gonna be amicable. Don't care. Princess can say what she wants, because she put out on her Instagram, she was like, oh, I've been waiting for this, I've been ready, I'm good. Mm-mm. It's not gonna be smooth. I don't care. Nope, it's not gonna be smooth. Mm-mm. It's not gonna be smooth. So, but I'm gonna wait, sit back and watch that one. But I'm really mad he did all of that. Like, you did all this begging just to turn around and say, nah, I'm good. I'm breaking up with you now. Have a taste of your own medicine. Like, he is such a little boy. Like, he's cute. I love Ray J. Like, he's a phenomenal actor. One Wish will forever be my jam and my classic. Sexy Can I? That is, like, besides One Wish, Ray J has some good songs. He has some good songs. Sexy Can I, One Wish. What was that other one? There was another one too that I really liked with Ray J. But, well, okay, maybe he has like four good songs. But anyway, you know, he's cool. But relationship-wise, So, they getting divorced too. Everyone's been down at the courthouse. Down in the valley with girls getting naked. If you throwing money, then you know she gon' shake get 1, 2. Ah, oh my God, sorry. Sorry, it came into my head. Oh my God, have y'all seen P-Valley? Oh, that's my well, it's over now. Season one. If you have not watched P-Valley, I'm telling you right now, go watch it. Go watch it. Go watch it. Woo! Season one. Oh my goodness. I'm ready for season two. And they talking about it's not coming out until June of 2021. Like, that's a whole year. I need to know what happened. I need to know what's going on. I need to know where Big L ran off to. I need to know, is Diamond okay? I want, like, Mercedes, baby, don't you ever go running back to your mama again. I really want to slap you for that shit. I can't wait a whole year. I cannot wait a whole year. Oh, Andre's wife's down there. Ooh. The pink. Ooh. But, ooh, that show, y'all, that show is so good. If you have not watched P-Valley, it is on Stars. Amazing show. Storyline is great. It was originally a play by Katori Hall. I think that's her name, Katori Hall. And, you know, it got picked up and turned into a series. Amazing. Go watch it. Go watch it. I downloaded, you know, the Stars app just so I could watch it at work, y'all, because that show is so addictive and it's good. Like, you want to play the episodes back to back. Like, you will finish season one in a night. I promise you. Go stream it. P-Valley. Good. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Oh. Speaking of P-Valley, moving on to one of the gals. Miss Jeffree Star is getting all of this fame, all of this clout. He knows how to market his name. I will give him that. He knows how to put his name out there and get it going and get them talking about him. Oof. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. There is a YouTuber, Jeffree Star, who's been in countless controversial, what's the word I'm looking for? Controversial issues, topics, stories, being a racist, being a predator, blackmail. He's always in some shit. So, apparently, Miss Jeffree, last we heard from him, he was working with Black China, or seen with Black China. Arrogant Tay was doing his hair, and Arrogant Tay got some backlash from that, you know. He was mingling with, you know, with us colored folk. Even though he's been known to, you know, not really like us and, you know, been exposed for, you know, saying derogatory things about, you know, African-American people and, you know, Latin-American people, you know, he's been talking shit. But he's been out and about with a few celebrity coloreds. He was with Black China, I guess. We didn't know at the time, but I guess Black China was filming her music video. And I guess Jeffree was, you know, had a cameo in it. So, they were seen together. Arrogant Tay has done his hair. There was a whole issue behind that. But, apparently he got a new man. And, you know, it really wouldn't be news if his new man wasn't, you know, an NBA star. International, okay, you know, just putting that out there, you know, he ain't all that, he international, he ain't really in the States, but you know, dating a basketball star, to a certain degree, I guess, and you know, he came out showing off his new man, this creepy little photo. And at first, the face wasn't, showing. When he first announced his new boo, or first came out introducing his new boo, it was basically like this big man holding Jeffrey's little scrawny skeleton body. And, you know, they dropped that picture. And then it came out who he is. I don't remember who the guy's name is. I know his face or whatever. And it came out who he was and that he's a basketball star and this, that, the third. But then it also came out that Miss Jeffrey's little boo thing has, like, an 8-month-old child. Or younger than that, less than a year old child. With some woman who came out begging and crying and boo-hooing that, oh Lord, I didn't even know he was like this. I was just trying to get in contact with him. I haven't seen or heard from him in so long. He told me he was going out to LA for work. And then I see these pictures and hear the stories. Please pick up your phone. Please. Like, I don't know what I did. But I will fix it. I will do whatever I can. Please. Ay, papi. Please. Don't do this. I don't know what I did to have you now sleeping with some bony man. But please pick up your phone. We can work it out. We have this beautiful bit. Like, she was boo-hooing, y'all. Like, she was begging that man to please return her phone calls, explain this, because from what she was saying, he just picked up. He told her he had some work to do in LA and he's going to fly out and then, you know, I'll holla, I guess, basically is what he told her. And then all these stories and pictures came out where she sees her baby daddy booed up with Miss Jeffree Star. And and if you do not know or have not seen what Jeffree Star looks like, Google it. She is a girl, okay? She is a flaming girl. Like, she's very loud and proud, you know? She be having her wigs, her makeup, her outfits, you know? She be doing the things. So, I guess the baby mama of Jeffrey's boo found out, like we found out, and then she was starting to beg and, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. And it was sad. I was like, damn, girl. Like, oh my God. Like, at first, I thought Jeffrey was just clout chasing. Like, okay, you know, he's been called out for being racist. So now he's, like, trying to show us he got a little colored boyfriend just to, you know, gain, you know, some following and some likes and stuff like that. And, it, like, that's what I thought. But then it came out some tea. And I'm like, damn, Jeffrey. Okay. You always in some mess. Like, nothing can go smooth with him. Nothing can be, you know, easy. It's always a story behind it. Always. But then after the baby mom came out and was, you know, crying and boohooing, Jeff, his petty ass came out and was like, well, girl, I got your man now. He's good. We good. He ain't going anywhere. You knew. And it is what it is. Basically. And from there, they haven't said nothing about it. He hasn't come out and said nothing more about it. They still posting up their little cute pictures and little couple thing. He all bent down like a stool being a little slave for this man. That NBA player is slinging dick to Miss Jeffrey because he's acting up all over social media. It's funny. Like, I know people kind of like over it and being like, oh, I don't want to hear about this. Like, no one was talking about him before. Like, I don't know about y'all circle and who y'all follow and y'all platforms, but my circle of people been talking about Jeffrey. So I'm gonna keep up with the story. It is piping hot tea. And it, you know, I'm not laughing at the baby mom, but I'm laughing at the story kind of. I don't know if that's still a good thing to say, but it's, you know, it's a story to me. It's an entertaining story. Not funny, but it's an entertaining story to me. And I'm going to keep up with it. Like, woo. Like, was he on a down low, or was he like, or like, or is he really out there for a job? Like he told girl, like, you know, is he really doing this for a paycheck? Because, you know, quarantine, and, you know, he not a real, well, I don't want to say real NBA star. He's not like a, you know, an A-League basketball player. He's like a D-League international overseas. So, you know, money's low. So what if he is dating Miss Jeffrey for a job and he didn't lie to her? And he's like, you know, I am working, girl. I'm doing this for us. Sit down. Shut up. You fucking up my money. Like, I don't know. But I'm gonna keep up with the story. Jeffrey, a mess, petty, over it. All right, to my last, final topic. I know y'all probably over me talking about Miss Tamar, but I have to talk about Miss Tamar once again. Now, if you have been tuning in to my previous episodes from the release, the news release that, you know, she was let go from WeTV, then, you know, had a suicide attempt and, you know, was fussing with her mama, was exposed for sleeping with Jermaine Dupri. She has had a tough 2020. Like, we thought as regular people, you know, we've been going through, Tamar been going through it this 2020 between the pandemic, then being exposed for sleeping with Jermaine Dupri's stepdaddy. Her mama wasn't talking to her. Her sisters wasn't talking to her. Then she met, you know, then she was dating this man, David, that she swore was just the man of her dreams. The sexiest man on earth. The, you know, the angel. The wings beneath, the wind beneath her wings. Like, everything under the sun, you know. You know, she thought she was going to have a new TV program airing on WeTV. But nah, that didn't happen. Tamar has had a tough 2020. And at first, I was feeling bad. But then, you know, in the back of my mind, I've watched Braxton Family Values since day one. So I've known Tamar since day one, and I've seen her personality. I've seen what she does, how she acts. You know, she gives us the real her, good or bad, all the time. And she doesn't realize that until it's too late sometimes. And you know, I was feeling bad at first when all this stuff was coming out that, you know, damn, you know, her mama stopped talking to her. She's fussing with her sisters again. It's always her sisters against her. It's like, damn, Tamar, how they cool talking with each other, but except you. Then, you know, she was fired or let go from WeTV. She didn't know about it. She found out on social media. Then she had her whole, you know, suicide attempt. Now, in updated Tamar news, it's not funny. Stop. She has had, has had charges brought up against her for domestic abuse. Her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, I don't know what's going on with them. It's not funny. Okay, stop, Dom. Whew, it's not funny. Her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, I'm not really sure what they are at the moment, has filed domestic abuse charges against her and claimed that she tried to assault him. But just a few weeks ago, it was rumored that Tamar brought out abuse claims and said that David was abused. Everybody, I don't know. Oh, Lord. I can't keep up. But I don't. Okay. So the story is, I guess this is what David is claiming. And this is what I believe TMZ is claiming. That Tamar and David were on their way to meet with WeTV producers or something like that, or some type of producer. They had some type of business meeting going on. If I am correct, I may be wrong, but this is the story that I kind of remember. And this is where I also don't get to, I don't understand either. How, if just a few months ago, she was claiming that WeTV and her job was damaging her mental health, and she was let go. Apparently, they both were on their way to meet with somebody to get her job back or beg for her job back. And I'm like, wait a minute. If this job was detrimental to your mental health, why are you going to go beg for it back? So, your story makes sense. So, clearly, I don't think it was that detrimental to your health, Tamar. And I was already questioning your suicidal attempt. But anyway, let me keep going. And then I'll give my two cents. So, I guess they were on their way to some type of business meeting. And David is claiming she had a mental breakdown, a mental snap moment. And she started, you know, hitting him and, I guess, spazzing out on him. And he has a call, the police that make a report, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, you two need to separate. Y'all don't need to be around one another. Y'all no good. These celebrities really need to recognize, take in, and, you know, realize the red flags and the warning signs that pop up. Listen to those. You need to separate. Y'all don't need to be around each other. No good happens when y'all two are around each other. Okay, Tamar, you may think this man is gorgeous. I don't know where you see it, but, you know, everybody got their own little taste. And, you know, he is, I guess, a step up from her ex-husband. Ooh. Vince. Ooh, Vince. That was, ooh. Tamar said she had to, like, fake her stuff with Vince. She never got an orgasm with Vince. So, I could understand why she may claim that, you know, David is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, David's career or, you know, name has gotten a little bit more popular since he started seeing Tamar and became, you know, part of the Braxton family. No, y'all toxic. Y'all ruining y'all brand. Y'all ruining y'all names. Like, we looking at y'all like y'all crazy because that's how y'all acting. Y'all both look and are acting like psychos out here. Tamar, you need to go see a therapist. I don't know if you need to go back to see Ayana. And she needs to just sit down with you personally. I know y'all really didn't have a good, you know, session the last time. But honey, you need to be single. You need to go seek help. You don't need to be on no reality TV right now. You need to break up with David for real, for real. You need to get back in touch with the Lord and get back in touch with your mama. Tamar, come on. Come on. I'm tired of talking about you every time I get on here. If I'm tired, I know you weary. You down bad. You just, whoo, you weak. Girl, come on. Miss Tamar, please. Y'all, please pray for Miss Tamar because she need to get it together. She was honestly one of my favorite sisters. Between her and I loved Tawanda too. Like, she was really strong. Tracy, well, I loved all the sisters. Tracy was awesome too. Her sassy ass Tracy, especially when she lost that weight. When Miss Tracy lost that weight, you can tell Miss Tracy nothing. Nothing. And then what's the other one, the little ditzy one that was married, or is that Tracy? No, Tracy was the one from that lived in Baltimore. It was Tracy Tawanda. You see, we'll teach you a thing or two, the Braxton family. What was her name? Hold on, let me say it again. Tracy Tawanda Tony Missy Tracy Tawanda Tony Tamar. Good God. what's her name? I done forgot the name. Oh, I done forgot the name. Hold on, y'all. I done forgot the name. Let me look it up. What's her name? What's their names? Hold on, I'm going on the Googles. Tony, Tracy, Trina was another one of my favorites too. But I loved all the sisters. But please, y'all, keep Tamar specifically in your prayers, because she's going through it. She just needs to just sit down, reevaluate her life, reevaluate her circle, like really just start anew. Because baby, the people you got around you and the stuff you doing is it ain't good. Stop it. I hope I don't have to talk about you again the next time I come on here. Dang it. Y'all, pray for Miss Tamar, please. She need to get it together. But anyway. That's all I really have to talk about tonight. I'm ready to go smoke again, y'all. So I'm about to end this episode. Again, like I said, I am still working on my YouTube channel. It will be coming soon. Look out for that. I'm probably going to have 2 more episodes before the season is over. I do want to do my Fort Hood episode before, and then I'll probably have 1 other episode, and then, you know, season 2 Smoky House will be over. My godson's birthday is coming up, so I will be taking a trip. So yeah, I am working on all of that, so hopefully all that will be put out soon. So bear with me, you guys. Again, I'm grateful for all the love and support I'm getting from you guys. Thank you for streaming and listening, greatly appreciated. Again, follow me on all social media platforms. Snap me, tweet me, you know, hashtag a trending topic. Let me know, tag me in some stuff, you know, whatever. If you missed any episodes, go back and listen to them, please. Okay, you know, they're up. Okay, you can go back, rewind, skip, do what you do, you know. But yeah, I'm ready to go smoke, y'all. But anyway. Follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snap, D_HIGH. I am on Instagram, Champion_D, as well as 713 Smoky House. And I am on Twitter, remember, _REDEE. And HOUZSMOKEY as well. Go ahead and follow all those. Thank you again, guys. Good night.